right, it's the Boss Talk presented by Guy Boston Sports. This is episode 22, Sean, 22. We are we're right around the corner of summer, so we got a good. We're not going to start off with sports, I guess, Sean. It's like technically sports, right? Because you're going to be talking about your fitness journey in the gym, but it's not really, you know, Boston sports. But I'm glad we're starting off like this. So, Sean, I'm going to give the floor to you. First, I'll ask you how you doing now that we're back doing the show. But yeah, then take it from there, man.
You know, I'm feeling great, especially after writing this blog this morning. And who knows, at the end of this fitness journey, I could be a professional athlete. And this could be very much Boston sports related because I could be on your favorite team. Who knows?
you. I'll tell you what, if you continue this fitness journey, you will definitely be the first sponsored athlete by Guy Boston.
Exactly. I can say it. Nobody saw this coming. Nobody. Literally. But, you know, it was a lot of fun to write this. It's Coping with Anxiety Through Fitness. Published it just a few hours ago. You kind of been getting on me the last few weeks. Like, you know, you got to put a blog out there about your fitness. It's going to keep you accountable because, you know, one of my best friends, as I mentioned in the article, we started almost like a running club, but that lasted all of 2 weeks because it started to snow. That was just bad timing on our part.
Really good planning. Yeah, way to go.
Like, let's go. Maybe get the back of our mind. We knew it would only last about 2 weeks.
Yeah, that was probably your little... Now that you just said that, Sean, I know that's true. You were probably like, yeah, let's do it. This idiot doesn't realize it's only going to last 2 weeks.
This fucking guy. And, but, and by club, it was only two of us, so I don't know if we can call it a club or not. It was just two guys going to the local high school running on the track. But, you know, it turned into something a lot better that I think maybe hasn't made my life like holy shit, I have a whole new life, but I feel a lot better. It can only get better from here. But we started going to the gym. I started doing all the stuff that I've never done before in the gym as far as lifting and kind of pushing myself to stuff that I didn't think I could do. And I started to see results. You're a gym guy. You know how it is when you know, they say gains. Mm-hmm. You get gains. You're feeling pretty damn good.
Yeah, you definitely get that, like, and it's a very common thing, beginner gains. And I'm sure, you know, a year ago, whenever you truly, truly, like, got into the gym and started feeling it, because, like you said in the article, you'd go to the gym without really knowing. You figure out what you're doing within a few weeks of that, you have these, like, gains. Like, you actually build muscle very quickly. And it's not necessarily, like, you're building strength or whatever, but you definitely have, like, some pops and you tighten up very quickly. And that's what hooks you. If someone gets... I try to tell some of my buddies, you know, if they want to do something similar to what you've done, Sean, I try and say, you got to get past that point of, like, holy shit, this is awesome. Once you catch that bug, it's an awesome feeling to be able to go to the gym, get a damn good workout in, and then feel amazing afterwards.
And I know with our generation, we like immediate, like, gratification. We want to see results, like, the first 20 minutes.
Yep.
We're at the gym, and you don't see that. You don't see that the first couple days. You might, like me, I lost interest a lot, and I stopped going for weeks and months at a time. And there was a point where I'd asked you for your routine. I did that for a while, but there were certain points where I look into the gym, I'd see all these people over there, mm-hmm. and it looks like they knew what they were doing. They were all in great shape, and I would kind of just walk away and go do something half-assed, and then, all right, that's my workout, I'm going home. I kind of tricked myself into thinking I was working out, but really, I was just kind of cheating myself with the results that I could actually get if I just stopped being afraid of what I could actually do and not care about other people in the gym.
So with you, too, because like you said, I wouldn't call myself a big gym guy, but I've been going to the gym maybe 6 years now, so it's not like crazy amount, but I really got in. I've been slacking, I'll admit that right now, but I really, really got into it probably, you know, 2 years ago, and I was really, you know, looking great, getting strong. But everyone went through, like, and mine, I started and I went to a gym on my college campus, and these guys, there's literally guys shooting steroids in the bathroom, Sean. So you can imagine my intimidation walking in there. I didn't want to go anywhere near. I did not want to touch the free weights at all. I was so scared. I finally said, you know what? I finally said, fuck it. This is what I want to do. It. This is fun. This is going to make me better. I did it. And I've honestly, not to say I've never looked back, because, you know, fitness is definitely an up and down journey, but I'm so glad I did that. Cause now that never goes away. Like you, Sean, you go into a gym now and you're not going to feel uncomfortable for life. You can go up and you can go and stop going to the gym for 3 years. But the minute you go back in, you're not going to feel insecure again. Cause you already got past that point. It's a one-time thing.
Exactly. And, you know, I wish I started going to the gym like this back in the day, back in high school, because I think it would have helped a lot of my issues with anxiety and depression and all those things, because I would just go home, watch TV, lay down. I wouldn't do things, go outside and make myself feel better. But now that I've been going to the gym consistently, it's taking up a lot of my time. I'm not worrying about stupid things. And when I leave the gym, I feel like I can accomplish so much more throughout the rest of the day instead of just coming home and sleeping. I think about what I can do next, what I can accomplish next, how I can look better, how I could feel better. It's just been awesome, you know. And it's been tough once my buddy moved to Las Vegas, but I'm glad that we started when we did, because if he had moved on before we ever started this, I may have never gotten to the spot where I'd saw myself making these gains and kept going on my own. And I'm hoping this blog that I'll hopefully continue to keep doing will almost serve as my gym partner to kind of keep myself going.
Yeah, I definitely think, and you know what, you talk about the anxiety and stuff in there too, and that I think is awesome, because that is like we've talked about a lot of this, you know, the fitness, and I've definitely talked just about the fitness side of things, but you being able to like be like, hey, this is more than my body. Like, yeah, this is great losing weight, this is great doing it every day, feeling like that afterwards, but the fact that you've benefited other aspects of your life, that's what I think. You know, that's what makes it more worth it. Like, say your body hadn't changed a single inch or a single pound, wouldn't you have taken that? Like, obviously, you're glad that it's doing both for mental and physical, but the fact that you've been able to, I don't know, help your mental health literally by doing something so physical. But, you know, when you get into it, you kind of realize how mental going to the gym is. I just think that that's, I don't know, and you putting it out there in the air, like, for everyone to read on our site, Sean. That's gonna keep you accountable. And if you guys are listening to this, and Sean all of a sudden doesn't, you know, doesn't throw up an update about this in a couple of weeks or something like that, you call him out for it, because Sean, this is gonna keep you accountable, and I love it. I'm jealous.
Absolutely,
I'm
come
jealous
at
you
me.
have it. I'm jealous you've done this, because if I go and do it, I'm a copycat.
Exactly. It was your idea too, so you should have taken it, but I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Like I said, you like the mental health aspect. You deserve it over me. You really do.
And you know, last week I went hiking for the first time. It turned into about a 6 mile hike. And that was kind of rough. I had to carry my dog down the half of Mount Major. And then the next morning I was running a 5K for the animal shelter. Yes, half of it is because I got a free beer after. But also I did it just to kind of keep improving. I got another 5K in 2 weeks. I did 4 miles this morning. I'm going to do another 4 miles tomorrow. Hopefully I'll improve the time. But it
Yeah.
feels great. And you know, with our website, Guy Boston Sports, I'm trying to get rid of all my anxiety. I want to be able to make sure I don't miss out on anything that we're trying to accomplish. I don't want to hinder myself or the site. I want to be the
Right.
best I could be, and this is making me feel that way.
And it's great, because it's like the fact that you now, I don't know, you've done this now. So now, like you just said, hindering you from doing things, guess what? You got the first article out there. You realize that the next it's all related. That's why this is so great. Like now, the next time you have to blog about this, like you're ready for it. It's easier for you, and you know you're gonna get a good response. Like if anyone's, Sean and I were kind of talking. We were more or less texting and joking about it, because you didn't actually think anyone was coming at you. Like, you know, oh, look at this guy. He used to be fat. Blah blah blah. But even if they do, like Sean, with our audience, with our team at Guy Boston, we just bury that guy.
Absolutely. And I got a
We
guy
will.
replying saying he's from Australia, and he's been like, I don't know if he said he's inspired, but he said he's been following along my journey. That's what you want to call it. And that made me feel really good,
Yeah.
because it seems like a lot of things he was saying is something that I can relate to, with the soda and whatnot, the anxiety.
And honestly, the good part is like you're not just coming in being like, hey, I cut out everything. I ate chicken and rice, you know, 3 times a day, all day, blah blah. Like, no, you're just like you're real. It's like a real thing. You know what I mean? Like I read that and I was grasped by it, because I was like, you know what? I know Sean. I've known Sean, and this is just good to see this side of him say it. In fact, my dad just texted me, Sean, and you do know my dad. He
Yeah.
said, just read Sean's article. It's great. So,
And that's really awesome to hear. And I got
yeah.
people commenting saying they're proud of me and that it was a great read. And I think they're being genuine about it.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping it came across that way. Hope it was everything looked good. And I even said in the beginning, I'm not saying I'm an expert. And
Right.
that's not what I'm trying to do.
Totally. Totally. So, Sean, honestly, I'm proud that you did it. I'm glad we talked about it on the podcast. If someone didn't like listening to this because they came here from Boston Sports, well, then screw you. You're not a loyal listener, because if you're trying to follow along with me, follow along with Sean. This is the type of shit that gets you going. This should hopefully, Sean, if one person's listening to this and comes away from it saying, like, I want to do what Sean did, that's honestly, like, that's what we want here. I mean, it's not, it's hard, but it's not impossible. And you just showed people that.
Exactly. And big props to Kenny Doyle on our site. He's lost a lot of weight and he's looking good.
Yeah, he's probably the only one on the site. Other than, you know, Nason, remember Nason a couple years ago came out with his article. He went from a big guy to ripped. Kenny also lost. Kenny ordered a medium tank top today.
Damn.
So shout out to Kenny for dropping the LBs. But yeah, he's just like I said, I couldn't write the fitness blog because I feel like I didn't have the best story. Kenny's right up there with you. But Sean, you did it. You have the mental aspect of it, and I love it. And if anyone wants to hear more on that or read more on it, make sure you're following Sean. And also make sure just to check out that first article, Coping with Anxiety Through Fitness. It's on GuyBostonSports.com. It'll be in our trending now soon on the homepage, I'm sure, by the view count and the respect it's getting. So again, congrats, Sean. You've gotten your 10 minutes of fame here, and we can start talking Boston sports if that's okay with you.
That felt good. It was like almost a little sports, almost non-sports therapy.
Yeah, yeah, and we'll. I think we should. We've talked about this so many times. You know, we're just now we're literally red light on air recording, thinking about podcast plans. We've talked many times about talking about things that aren't really sports related. We should definitely do that more often, whether it's life experiences like you're talking about right now, or the fact that, you know, we'll say it, Sean, you just won a graphic design competition.
Yes, I did. So the Kettlehead in Tilton, New Hampshire, my design is going to be on their next featured pale ale. That's coming out for the town I grew up in, their 150th anniversary celebration. The beer that I design is going to be featured, and it's going to be at the brewery from, I don't know, for a long time. So that's really great to see, and we'll see where that leads me off to.
Oh, yeah. This is a big old pat on the back podcast of Sean.
He's got the
article that came out today. He's got the graphic design competition, and it is an awesome, Sean. They can probably see that on your Twitter somewhere, but that it is an awesome can. Really good job by you. But like I said, let's get on with the podcast. Hopefully we entertain people outside of sports here for about, you know, 10 minutes or so. But Sean, we're going to talk about a couple things here, and really, mainly, and we're not Bruins guys, right?
I mean, just go against what my bio says on Twitter. I said big hockey guy.
Yeah, okay. A guy that's done a podcast with Sean for years, I can confirm. Yes, he's good at you know, he's cutting out the soda, he's going on hikes, he's losing some weight, but Sean's a liar.
If there's one thing that's about me, I am a liar.
All this good, Sean, we've been building you up too much on this episode so far. I had to knock you down a little bit. But so Sean and I are no, you know, you can be a big hockey guy or just not, you don't know the game as well as baseball, football, or basketball, or anything like that. Same with me, though. But we've been glued to the Stanley Cup Finals. The Bruins are in it, as you know. We want the Cup. We have been glued to it, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And I admit it every year. I almost watch zero games in the regular season. There's something about the Stanley Cup playoffs and the Stanley Cup Finals that is just, you cannot take your eyes off the TV. You can't even blink. Like, something could happen any second. You feel like you're playing.
Yeah, it's... Like you said, something can happen at any minute. That's probably the best way to put it. Like, yes, something literally can happen at any minute. Something does happen at every minute, and I guess this is self deprecation, but as a guy that likes to put a little cha-ching on the game, Sean, there's nothing I enjoy more than betting on the Bruins in this playoff run. It's been amazing. But
I wish you would have gave me some betting advice, because I had not made one bet throughout this whole entire playoff.
Oh, no. Okay, well, maybe I can't bring you in now because you might curse me.
That's true. Yeah. I'll wait till next year when they repeat.
Yeah, there we go, because we're spoiled. Foreshadowing of some merch we got coming out. So, Sean, but you know, it's one thing. It's like, this is, just like I said, we've been glued. We have been glued to this team. Who weren't we glued to during the playoffs? The Celtics? I would say that's pretty fair.
I would say the Celtics made me want to jump off my house.
As a guy that lives in, like, I'm not even kidding. If you cut me open, I might bleed green. Not this year. This year, I almost wanted to bleed I would bleed normal red. I was like, no, get that out of my system. I love the Celtics. They literally affect my life. The Celtics affect my day-to-day life, and not just because of Guy Boston Sports. No, they literally make me, and I don't know if you've seen it, Sean, but I've talked about how I literally, after a bad Celtics loss, I wake up hungover. I don't know why. I think it's because my thoughts swirl for so long and my brain all of a sudden it's like out of control. That's the best I can put it. I'm not really a scientist or a brain person. don't have a big brain. But either way, it's like, it's probably because my brain's tiny, so it's like bouncing around in there. It doesn't actually stay secured. But either way, the fact that they were the ones that pissed me off this year. It's like, no, no, no. In the past, I have always been a green teamer. Like, the Celtics can do no wrong. Like, they're, even last year, it's like, oh, they got defeated. Oh, yeah, but, you know, this happened, and LeBron turned it on, all this. Like, I had a scapegoat. I had a way of talking about him. I had a way of speaking, turning a bad into a good just because they're the Celtics. This year, it's like, I'd take a good, and I'd be like, nah, fuck that, dude. I hated it, and it's tough because...
You really couldn't make anything good out of it.
Right, I mean, no one could. And you know what's funny, though? Let's interject, because I had an article that came out last week, and it was saying, you know, sorry, green teamers, because I've been getting a lot of messages and tweets like, the Celtics should still be here, they're so talented. So I wrote the article, sorry, green teamers, the Celtics couldn't hang with either one of these teams, meaning the Raptors and the Warriors. And now people, not now, because, you know, I've put it all to bed, but people are like, no, duh, they got eliminated, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, can you read? Usually it's... People don't read, they just read the headline and then they don't read the article, right? That's what we see a lot in this business. These people weren't even reading the title, Sean. Like, I said this, sorry guys, the Celtics wouldn't even be able to hang with this team. Meaning that, yes, obviously they didn't hang with them, but they would not have been able to. They wouldn't have come close. And then I had to explain it. I had to tweet out multiple tweets saying, you guys realize that the Bucks, the Blazers, the Nuggets, even the Sixers, like, they could technically hang with these teams. They got eliminated, but you know what I mean? So it's like, it's 2 years ago, I would never have written something like that. But now 2019 Ev is writing all this negative about the Celtics, and it's driving me bananas. I do have an article coming out soon, just because I tweeted out today, do you think Kyrie's coming back? And we've got a lot of action on that poll, but I'm not ruining any of that. So, Sean, what do you think of the fact that the Celtics are the team that are gonna, and I'm gonna say it, I don't care if we're jinxing the Bruins. I'm not a hockey guy, so you know what? My say shouldn't count. What do you think that the Celtics are gonna be the ones to really mess up the Big Four winning the thing, winning all championships in the same calendar year?
You know, when last season started, I thought they were definitely gonna be the one of the teams.
Yep.
I didn't think all four. I mean, I had a slight like hinkling, like, all right, there's definitely a possibility, but the Celtics were my number one team. I'm like, All right, they made it to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals without Kyrie Irving, without Gordon Hayward, and now we have a full-loaded roster. We're ready to go. Yes, it's probably going to be a little rusty at the beginning of the year because Gordon Hayward's going to need some time, but that time just turned into more time and more time, and then it's like, all right, you know, I don't care about the regular season. Kyrie says, just wait until the postseason. Yeah. And then things got our hopes up. They smashed the Pacers. And maybe I shouldn't have got so high after that. Not literally.
I wasn't. You know, Sean, and yeah, Sean, in one of the, not to cut you off, but in one of the podcasts that I wrote solo on in that time, I literally said that series win didn't mean nothing to me. It didn't mean anything. So, not going to lie, kind of patting myself on the back being like, yeah, you're right, Ev. Just saying.
That was probably better for your mental health. I'm like, damn, we might not lose the entire playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm like, that was unbelievable.
I know.
And then we go to the Bucks. Game one, they look awesome.
Yeah.
We shut them down. Al Horford looked great. Everyone looked pretty good. And then after that, I have never seen worse basketball in my life. And the hopes of the 4-for-4 were over and dead.
Oh, so quick.
And I've never seen a worse series in my life. Do we want to blame it on Paul Pierce for saying the Bucks were done? Maybe. Said the same thing about the next playoffs. Like, all right, the Bucks got this because he knew damn well they were going to lose. Because Paul Pierce has some magic going on.
Yeah. If I believed 1 ounce in that Celtics team, I would have said it's Paul Pierce jinxing them. But the fact that I just don't think that team ever had a chance, that's what I'm going back to. You know what I mean? Like, the Celtics had zero chance. So, no, I don't blame Paul Pierce because he got excited, but he didn't jinx them because they stunk already.
No, and I won't blame him. We got all excited. We just didn't have the same platform as him on ESPN. So we might have said the same stuff.
Yeah, BostonSports.com. Close, though. Close second.
Yeah, it's pretty close. Yeah. ESPN's about done. I remember growing up wishing I was going to move to Connecticut and work for ESPN. I've never wanted to do anything less in my life than work for ESPN.
Yeah.
So Guy Boston Sports, all the way.
Yep. But, you know, staying on topic here, the fact that they're, and I definitely derailed it because you know me, if I get a little bit of Celtics in this podcast, I can kind of take it and run with it for the negative. This is supposed to be Bruins talk.
Well, you tricked me. We're talking about the Celtics.
You're the hockey guy, Sean.
That's true. We got to get back.
Yeah, well, this is your fault. You're supposed to be reeling us in here.
We got to step back out of the ice here.
Jeez. Literally, big hockey guy in your Twitter bio, and you're not keeping me on tracks here. You're not keeping me on the ice. But and what you'll notice in this podcast too is we're really not even going to talk like specifics, right? Like, I don't think that we have the, I'm not going to say that we couldn't do it, but I don't think we should do it, because I almost think that we could say something stupid and someone would come after us and we'd be like, yeah, you're right. And it makes us look bad. But just in talking about like the sport and the team, miles, light years ahead of the Celtics. Light years ahead of the Celtics. The way it, like, and it's not even skill. Like, it's just watching the team. They actually care about the sport they're playing. I haven't heard one Bruins player bitch off at anyone in this entire playoff run. We heard Kyrie Irving opening his mouth all year long.
Hockey guys, just like will over skill. They're so gritty. They're just this Bruins team. Like, there's certain points of the game where they look completely lost, and then they just come back and they just do. It doesn't matter who they're playing. They'll come back and they'll get it done. And it's just these hockey players are just obviously so much tougher than basketball players.
Yeah.
And there's just something special to say about them. And this, I don't even know half the players on the team, because they're so for the team, you don't even know who they are. They come out there for a few minutes, they knock some heads off, and they go back on the bench.
And it's almost like when you see that, it's like what we saw from the Celtics last year. And again, yes, I'm bringing Celtics back into it, but no, this actually makes sense. It's like, everyone's doing what they want. Everyone's stepping up, yada, yada, yada. That's what we want to see. The Bruins are doing that. They're executing it perfectly. And they're going to win the Stanley Cup. They might win the next two games and win the Stanley Cup. Like, it's going to happen. If the Boss Talks jinxes this, then we'll quit. We'll stop the podcast, Sean. It's not going to happen.
And Tuukka Rask, redemption from 2013. This guy's going to win the MVP. He's been unbelievable. And with the action he's had to deal with around the net, how many shots he has stopped,
yeah,
it's been unbelievable.
And he's also getting, you know, he's getting hit by St. Louis. They're like all over him. They're all over him, and that's very rare. And even me, like I'm saying, not a big hockey guy, I know the goalie's not supposed to get hit that much. But hey, no. Guess what? He is, and he's still just, he's a brick wall out there.
I'm pretty sure the St. Louis Blues players have been in the net more than the puck.
I definitely have seen Tuukka slam into that, you know, that camera they have at the bottom of the net in the back. Multiple times, but
give some space.
Do you agree with me, Sean, that this they're gonna win the Stanley Cup though, or you absolutely, you don't want to jinx it? Yeah, you're in.
I think I'm in. You know, because if they win tonight, apparently my dad's going down to Boston Thursday with one of the Hulk Hogan guys, which is his boss. Wow. So I might go down there Thursday and celebrate.
There you go.
Yeah,
nice.
We'll see where the night takes me. There might be some extra content there.
Oh yeah. Literally, like, extra content.
Exactly.
Yeah, Sean.
Hopefully a celebration of the Stanley Cup.
Hey, I'm confident it'll happen. I'm really confident it'll happen. And let me just quickly... Sean, you know what? I didn't even plan... This is kind of like I'm going off on a whim here. You can disapprove as I say it on the podcast for our store, but then everyone that's listening is going to hate you, so I don't think you're going to disapprove. But usually we do one shirt of the week, right?
Yeah.
We give out one shirt of the week. You know what? Now that we're big hockey guys and you are obviously a huge hockey guy, I'm saying we offer the promo code TALK, like it always is, for the shirt of the week. TALK, T-A-L-K. And we usually take 20% off one shirt that we both agree on, right? Well, we haven't discussed this whatsoever. And I'm saying it now. You can be the Scrooge that ruined, you know, the merch sales for our fans here. But I'm saying TALK this week will get you 25% off all Bruins gear.
Damn.
Moment of truth, Sean. Do you approve?
No. That's a tough deal. Normally I'd say yes. But today I'm going to say absolutely. Give it to the people.
All right. So that's our shirt of the week, but it's going to be shirts of the week this time because Sean was nice enough to approve. You know, I gotta clear things with him. I can't always, if it was up to me, I'd be giving free shit away all the time. And guess what, Sean? That's not the best business model.
Now you got to bring it to my desk first and then I'll sign off.
Yep. So the promo code TALK, T-A-L-K, will take 25% off everything in our bees category on the site. And anything that looks like a player or anything like that, it's not actually them. You know that. It's just a cartoon or chair that looks very much like, say, a Brad Marchand. But it's not him. Not him. Sean, is it him?
Nope. Not him.
No.
It's not. Never heard of him.
But all right, yeah, so that's the shirt of the week. Shirts of the week. Sean, I don't know what else to talk about here. I think that this is very heavy on just patting you on the back, this podcast. And now that you're a big Bruins guy, we also talked about your favorite team.
Yeah, a lot of talk about me. A lot of talk about my accomplishments today. and a lot of talk about the Bruins' accomplishments. I don't really know. And a little bit of basketball talk somehow got in there, but we'll ignore that for now.
Oh, you know how that got in there. Oh, yeah. You know what's weird, though? I'll say this before we jump off. It's already June, and we haven't really even talked Red Sox on this podcast. Does that just show that they're kind of... Maybe it's because they're getting masked by how bad the Celtics were and how good the Bruins are doing, so they're kind of forgotten. But they're also, what, like just above 500 right now? They're really just in limbo. They're not even...
I think they're one game above 500. Like,
right.
They have like two more wins than the Chicago White Sox. There's really nothing consistent about them. It's almost eerily similar to the Celtics regular season. Kind of up and down.
Great. Well, the Red Sox did their job last season, to get the calendar year for championships. So, but I just think it's weird that we haven't really discussed them very, very much lately. But
yeah, well, hey. They deserve our attention. We'll give it to them.
Yeah. Oh, this guy. How much weight have you lost? About 50 pounds or something?
Over time, yeah, about.
Yeah, see? So whenever the picture was that you had on the article, right? That was like 240 to 195?
Yeah.
Right. So say, just call it 40 pounds, just because so we don't get nitpicked here by our listeners. Guy loses 40 pounds, and now he just says, yeah, we'll talk about the Red Sox when they deserve our time.
Right, fuck the Sox.
Sean, you're letting this go to your head here.
Hey.
This fame.
You know you agree.
I do agree. I'm with you.
Every 2 days, start is to be determined. And I'll to be determined when I give a shit.
All right, Sean, we got an advertisement deal from the Red Sox. The first big advertisement. You know, not big, but it's big for us because it's the Red Sox. And now you're going to throw that away. We got sent a t-shirt.
I apologize.
And now, guess what? The Red Sox are probably listening, clearly. And now they're never sending us a t-shirt to promo again. But, all right.
And that was the merge of Game of Thrones. And Game of Thrones was also a piece of shit with the finale. So, it's kind of a bad combination.
All right. Shout out to Sean for just tearing Guy Boston Sports down $1 sign at a time. All righty. Sean, any last words? Almost forgot. I just realized we have two listener questions. Sean, one is from Zach Thomas, and I'm kind of glad because it's a Celtics one, but I'm not going to go too deep into it, Zach, because I think we'll talk more about the NBA draft, you know, when that ramps up a little bit more. He says, what the hell are we going to do in the draft? And I'm just assuming he's talking about the Celtics. And so the Celtics right now have 14, 20, and 22, I believe, in the draft. And Zach, I'm going to answer your question very simply, just in my mind, because, again, I'm not going to totally get into it. I just want them to maybe parlay those picks into, I would wish, a top 10 pick. I just wish they could. I don't want three new first round draft picks on this team next year. I don't want it. I don't want them to take the first two and then stash a guy in France. No, F that noise. I want them to take those picks and figure out a trade to do. That's what I want. Maybe they don't have to get a top 10 pick. Maybe they can trade for an existing player. Fine. But that's what I want. Sean, what do you think? What are you looking for the Celtics to do broadly? Because, again, not too much info. This is not a Celtics podcast. What do you want them to do in the draft?
And just in case he was talking about the Red Sox draft, they have no picks tonight because of their salary or the luxury tax. So they effed up there, too. So he's probably talking about the Celtics.
I'd say
so. I absolutely agree. I think there's no way we can carry three more rookies on this team. We do not need that.
Yeah,
we definitely would take maybe even higher lottery pick. I think you mentioned 10, or trading for an actual player that's been in this league for a few years. I'm all set with taking on three more guys, three more Yabusele's. I don't even know how to say his damn name no more.
Oh, KJ's gonna be pissed. Yabusele.
Yabu. We don't need that.
No, totally agree.
Odds are we're not gonna find three All Stars, so there's really no point in drafting three guys there.
Totally agree. So I will say though. You know, I want those picks to be moved. So that's you. Sounds like you're on the same planet train, same boat as me. Is that
absolutely
same train? You're on the same form of transportation as me. I meant to say page. That's what I was going for. Same page as me. I was gonna work my way all the way down to like moped or something, and before I realized I wanted to say page. You're on the same page as me. That's just where I'm standing right now. Like I don't give one shit about getting all those picks. Not even a care in the world. So we'll see if that happens. I really do hope that they do move it. I think that would probably be their best move. I don't see how it benefits them bringing on three extra rookies. But aside from that, we got another question, and this one was pretty cool. It's coming in from off-season mode. I take it he was a Celtics fan. He was, yeah. Celtics Green 2019 on Twitter. two Pats games you're looking forward to the most this season. I already, Sean, I gave you my picks off air here. I said the Steelers opening night and then December 8th playing the Chiefs. I'm pretty pumped for those. I'm pretty pumped for the Patriots. I need a team that I know a lot about. You know, it goes Patriots, Celtics, Patriots for me. It's tough watching the Bruins because I don't know enough about them, but I love them. But I need a team. I just need another team that I know so well to get good again. And that's the Patriots are right around the corner.
And do we play the Rams this year? Is there usually always a Super Bowl rematch?
Let's see. I'll look it up for you.
Because all I saw was Patriots have easiest schedule with 30 in a row. I'm like, give me a break.
Patriots don't play the Rams.
All right. So my two games I'm looking forward to is the first time they play the Jets and destroy them.
The 22nd, and they also play them a month later.
And they could be completely blown up by then. Because they might even Adam Gase is controlling the New York Jets, and he shouldn't even be the coach, let alone the GM right now. He's already talking about trading Bell, hasn't even played.
Yeah, seriously.
And all their fans are getting hyped up about their new jerseys like it's going to make them a better team.
Yeah, that's not happening. Until they come to New England and just get their crotches kicked in.
You got big-ass head Sam Darnold. What's he going to do? It's not going to change anything. And then who else? They had a couple of good draft picks. Good for them, but that's not going to change anything. Tom Brady, he's still there. And then the other one, Kansas City Chiefs. They think they should have won the AFC Championship game. Well, they didn't. So let's hopefully kick their ass this year.
All right, I like it. I'm with you on that Chiefs game because people are kind of saying, no, not people. I think the consensus that Patrick Mahomes is good. But people are saying that they need to see more from him. I think that he's a stud. I think that he's going to be so talented. So I'm curious. I just want the Patriots to go in there and be like, no, we still own the East. And we still own the AFC, excuse me.
And hopefully they don't have Tyreek Hill because he shouldn't be playing football. We won't get into details, but yeah. He shouldn't be there.
Yeah, fuck Tyreek Hill.
Exactly. But Mahomes, he'll still be good no matter who he has out there with him.
Right. Yeah. All right. So there we go. Listener questions. We got those. Only two. You guys let us down. Not Celtic Green and Zach Thomas. You guys hooked it up. But damn, Sean, we usually have more. We usually have more questions than that.
It'll get better. Everyone's thinking about the Bruins probably taking a nap.
Well, you are a big hockey guy. If you tweeted out, "I'm a big hockey guy," give me some questions. You would have gotten more.
Absolutely.
But, all right. We will. We'll talk to you guys on the next episode of the Boss Talk. Make sure you're following the podcast on Twitter at The Boss Talk. You can follow Sean and his fitness adventure. Sean, I'm not going to let you let this series go to bed, nor will the followers. This is your new niche, whatever you want to call it. You can follow Sean on Twitter at PalmerGuyBoston. Follow me on Twitter at EvGuyBoston. Peace out till the next episode. And Sean, I can't wait for your beer to come out.
Oh, it's going to be great.